Good morning. One of the other signs of life, one of the necessary life functions, is the process of ingestion and digestion. Living creatures have to eat. Well, it's not only true biologically, it's true spiritually as well. Indeed, in the third chapter of Yechezkel, Hashem speaks to Yechezkel and tells him, you need to find food. And in place of eating food, I want you to eat this Megillah, this particular scroll of parchment, and then I want you to go ahead and speak to the Jewish people. And Yechezkel describes how God came along and fed him the Megillah, and he was filled with the Megillah, and it tasted as sweet as honey. In other words, says Ravolbi, Hashem showed Yechezkel and told him, learn it well. Learn it so well so that you imbibe it. And you shouldn't be able to find anything else that will overtake that taste. It will be sweet in your mouth. If you don't eat for an extended period in time, you feel weak. If you continue to starve, you won't be able to focus on anything else. The same has to be true in our understanding of Torah. We need to make it our business to daily nourish our souls, our whole being, with an essence of Torah. And that's what the Kuzari says. Haseder hazeh mehanefesh, kaseder hamazon mehaguf. The way that we proceed in our souls has to be the same way that we proceed with finding food for our bodies. Thus, when we turn around and go through our days, when we ask ourselves, what exactly are we doing? We should never have a day where we put our heads down on the pillow at night where we haven't learned something new. If we can make it our business to ask ourselves, what did I do today, excuse me, to experience a new spiritual idea, a new Torah concept, I know I've nourished my soul. And of course, if I nourish it well, I will have the strength spiritually to withstand any tests. Make it your business to eat and sleep Torah. And of course, it will bring us to a ksiva v'chasima tova.